Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I got to tell you, it's fun to watch Trump. At times, I mean, when he's just a man going out doing his job, confident and raised right, it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch when he's not in that petty mode. He's a fun guy to watch, and sometimes he's fun in the petty mode too, because it's a very natural thing to lash out at people and do certain things, and certainly a guy that's been persecuted to the level that he has. And I understand Trump's consternation at times, because he's saying, how can you people not support me? I'm showing you what this government is capable of doing, and you want to attack me. You want to kill the messenger. Speaking of the messenger, Kevin Jackson. That's who I am.
I am the messenger and the messiah.
Oh man, the left will take that. Kevin Jackson said he was the messiah. I'm nowhere close to God. I mean, being God. I'm close to God. We talk every day, every single day, and there are many times God's going, hey, psst, psst, hey, psst, psst, Kevin, and I'm going, what is that? But I talk to God every day, and boy, if the Bible didn't tell you that life is not easy, it's not easy, it's not meant to be easy, even when you're living life to the fullest, it's not easy. It really isn't. There's always something. And you just have to learn how to sort of roll with the punches. And I'm going to tell you, Donald Trump, goodness gracious, is anybody more prepared to roll with the punches? He's going into his arraignment yesterday. And a little black girl wants a picture with him. And she makes the comment, this is a travesty. She didn't say travesty, but she used some kind of a word like that, like a disgrace. I think she said, was that right? My producers don't know either. But I think she said it was a disgrace. And everybody's clapping. And, of course, big crowd of Trump supporters as he goes in there. And here's what I can guarantee you. He didn't pay a one. He didn't pay anybody. Now, let anybody else go into that courtroom, and it would have been a spattering at best of a crowd. If it had been Joe Biden going into that courtroom, it would have been detractors, people booing like crazy, boo, yeah, you know, or clapping that he's going in, that he's getting ready to get his justice. But, you know, let it happen. Let all this just go with the flow. But here's what I will tell you. Trump was in the cool of the evening. That's what we used to say when I was growing up, man. He's sitting in the cool of the evening. And that meant, my grandfather used to say it all the time. And I mean, he's under a tree drinking his cocktail in the cool of the evening. Work is over, nothing on his mind, he's chilling. That's what Trump reminds me of every time he enters a courtroom. He's chilling. He's been there, done that. What else you got? That is so, I don't know how you feel about that, but I'm going to tell you, there are few people in the world that have that level of calm and confidence, and we have one on our side. Do you think Joe Biden would sit in a courtroom knowing, in his particular case, Trump knows he's innocent. But do you think Joe Biden would sit in that courtroom with everything we know about him, and he would be all Mr. Cool and taking pictures? And Joe Biden would be, you know, he'd be shaking like a chihuahua trying to pass a peach pit. And he better be scared. And if there is justice in America, and I know there is a God, because I ain't going to say if there is a God, because there is one, Joe Biden will sit in that courtroom one day and have to answer for what he's done. His son will sit in that courtroom. Can you imagine that crackhead when he goes in? You think any little black girls are going to say, hey, can I get my picture with you? And this is a travesty or whatever she said. I don't think that's going to happen. A president of the United States, trying to get him at every turn. And you know the sad part? Many Republicans are helping. Many of them at the highest level. When you look at Mike Pence and what he did to Trump during the election cycle, when Trump said Mike Pence can stop this, and he didn't do it, that told you everything you needed to know about Mike Pence. And I don't need to bring his name up, because I'm going to tell you right now, Mike Pence will not gain traction. Nobody cares about him. Mike Pence was a symbolic placement. The first time that a vice president ran against his boss, his partner. Symbolic. That's all it was. Mike Pence knows he's got zero chance of being president. Well, I'll give him a 1% chance if everybody else got wiped out in a nuclear disaster and he was the only person left on Earth. Then he would get it. But aside from that, he's not. And he's part of the problem. I'm picking on him now just because. I want you to understand what we're dealing with, how we have to face the evil that is in front of us. And you got a guy who's willing to go there and say, don't worry about it. I got this. That is so cool. They have nobody on their side. Once we kept, the closest they had was Bill Clinton. Do you remember Clinton with the finger wagging? You listen to me, and you listen to me good. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. And when, once they got him, I'll never forget the look on his face, man. When they talked, when Linda What's-Her-Face had the dress, and Clinton knew, my DNA is on that dress. And Lewinsky said, I kept that dress. Bill Clinton's face. next to when the people, when Hillary lost, is one of my favorite pictures because he was so God. And he had done, so, he thought, you know what? I got away with this. They cannot get me. I'll just deny. Let's just get this clear. I did not have sex. I used to do real good Bill Clinton, but I can't anymore. Sexual relations with that woman, with that girl, whatever he said it was. I did not. And he was looking at us. And that other picture was like, oh, shoot. I mean, it was perp walk look. Well, that's what the Democrats are going to be dealing with. They're going to be dealing with perp walks. And I know there are many people out there that are doubting me, but I'm telling you, you can't have a republic and have it behave like this. You can't have a republic and work like this. Just impossible. Because when people lose complete faith in everything that you say and do, and I don't know about you, I've lost faith. I've lost faith in these institutions. I've lost faith in the media, social media. I've lost faith in the justice system, the DOJ, all of the three-letter alphabet people of the DOJ. I've lost faith in all of them. I've lost faith in the idea that politicians are working to do better for us, to make our lives better. Do you believe any of this? I don't think you do. I think many of us have lost that faith. It's tough to get it back. It's going to take some time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
For our president, I have great confidence in his leadership.
I don't want him to fail.
I think his policies are failing. CHIPS Act, Science Act, do you oppose that?
I will tell you, on every measure, from the economy, inflation, borders, energy, national security, he's missing an action.
Let's talk about them in order. I want to challenge the premise. You said the economy, 13.1 million jobs he's created. More,
these are post-COVID jobs. Okay. You know that. That's an artificial number.
Then let me stipulate this as an opportunity to engage civilly on this.
Okay.
Fair point. Your president, Donald Trump, lost 2.6 million jobs during his 4 years. We've created 13.1 million. Fine, you can maintain a COVID frame. How about the fact that Joe Biden's created more jobs, six times more jobs, than the previous three Republican presidents combined?
Are you going to tell me that the average family, where we have two-thirds of Americans now living paycheck to paycheck...
It was 70% under Trump. That was 70%.
It was 70%. percent
under Donald Trump.
Pre-COVID, we had the lowest unemployment rate for every demographic.
Now, we have the lowest black unemployment in history, and you and I are living with the lowest unemployment
we had
in our lifetime.
We had it for every demographic, and the economy was
black unemployment's record low under Joe Biden.
Okay. We had historic low after historic low under Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. I mean,
here's what I don't want to have.
Trump's clock, Biden, in terms of the progress in job creation.
Look at what he's done on jobs.
That was Gavin Newsom on Hannity. And in case you missed it, that's him auditioning for president. And he's not going to say anything bad about Biden, because once Biden is done, they want to step him right in. And that's his argument. Their argument is, we killed Trump's jobs with COVID. And Biden made sure that we lost all those jobs. So when they put him into office, they would bring all those jobs back. And that would be like, ooh, look at what we did. It's a typical Democrat leftist trick. And Hannity should have just stopped him and said, will you just stop with the lies? Just stop with the lies. Because he acknowledges, well, okay, well, let's just pretend that this post-COVID thing, he plays it off as like it's no big deal. Hannity should have said it was your strategy as Democrats to lose jobs so you could pretend to bring them back. If you think that's going to sell, because here's the outcome. The outcome is people are suffering. Why are so many people leaving your state? Why are so many people filing for bankruptcy? Why are so many businesses scuttled? I mean, you got to stop these people. There's no cordiality. You say, look, if you're going to sit on my program and lie and spin your little stats, then I'm going to kick you off. You don't deserve to be here. You don't deserve an audience. You certainly don't deserve my audience. And what's Hannity thinking? Let's bring these guys on now. It's going to make him look good or something. Does he really need the ratings that badly? But here's what I'm telling you. You're not seeing anybody else out there doing a lot of interviews, are you? Where are the Democrats? That is the guy they want to be the next president of the United States. And I'm going to tell you, if he doesn't get it this time, how long can you go? With the Democrats, you can go until you're 90. You can run until you're 90. Well, why not? If not this year, in the next 4 years, or the next 4 years, or the next 4 years, they're playing the long game, and they want to position this guy who's run one of the worst economies in history. You want to position Gavin Newsom as he's the voice of reason. He's the one. Look at how, you know, how he is. This is, I mean, his state, city by city, is in turmoil. But he's reasonable. Well, look at how he looks. Good looking guy, right? Let me tell you, we better be torpedoing him, torpedoing Biden, and not allowing their talking points to get out there and say, Sean Hannity should have said, your numbers are blatant distortions and you are lying. Because let me tell you what the reality is. And he could have gone on. I'm not blaming Hannity. I mean, he's white bread as far as I'm concerned when it comes to interviews. And most of these guys are. They want to be cordial. We've got to be. Look, I'm not saying don't be cordial in the sense of I brought you here to talk. And I'm going to allow you to say something. But once you finish speaking, I'm going to come slap you in the mouth metaphorically. I'm going to say, everything you just said was complete nonsense. Well, you would shut up. I let you speak. Everything you just said was complete nonsense. You're trying to skew numbers. You're skewing statistics. But you and I and everybody in this country knows they're far worse off under Biden than they were under Trump. And start spitting stats at him. Bam, 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 bam. But they don't do that. And the other thing I'd say was, okay, well, maybe that's great. I guess when you're the king of graft, or grift, you know, and all you can do is get product, you know, get things from other countries. I guess, yeah, probably everything is good. You're right. Everything is good in China. Everything is good in Ukraine because Joe Biden is propping up all these other economies at the cost of the American taxpayer. Have we looked at the deficit? There's so many ways to come back on these guys. And you know what frustrates me? Because I've been there before when I wanted to get on Fox and God told me, Kevin, you're not ready. Just keep at it, kid. Keep at it, kid. And I was like, God, I'm ready. I'm ready. And now I'm out. I am ready now. I mean, I've been on there, done that. And I can't say it, but I watch interviews like this and I say to myself, I get frustrated. I say, why would I listen to a Sean Hannity, a Fox News, the Republican Party, anybody for that matter? Why would I listen to these clowns? They don't know how to fight for what we're talking about here. Gavin Newsom is no match for me. And somebody posted that interview, oh my God, Gavin Newsom dismantling Republican lies. Republican lies? The biggest lie is the Democrat Party. That is the lie. The lie that the Democrat Party cares about people, cares about black folks, cares about gays, cares about women, cares about... Democrat Party cares about one thing, power. That's it. And watch what they do when they get that power. Watch what they do. Watch how they make sure nobody else can interfere with it. They skew the votes. They skew information. It is all misinformation. Once you elect a Democrat, you enter the matrix. You want the red pill or you want the blue pill? You enter the matrix. And the blue pill is the matrix. Because once you elect a Democrat, everything from then on becomes nothing but lies and propaganda. They don't care about you. They make you think it. Looks good on paper. But in reality, they don't care. And as I say, here's a litmus test. By the way, Hannity did press him and say, what about your homeless situation? There's lots to do on the homeless. No, there's lots to do because you've been the governor before you. You guys are all political leftovers. Jerry Brown's father was a governor. Gavin Newsom is Pelosi's boy or nephew or whatever. You've all had this state for a long time, and you know what we do? We watch you get into debt, the government bails you out, you bring on more debt, you haven't solved a single problem, you got massive illegals in your state and you want them, but then you don't want them when somebody ships them to you. Maybe we'll talk about that a little later in the broadcast, because Ron DeSantis kind of got the ire of Gavin Newsom, but here's the net. This guy is going to be seen a lot on TV for one reason. They're setting it up for him to be the guy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Another day of dangerous weather is ahead for much of the South as another very strong weather system bears down on the region. And if it's not storming, it's going to be very, very hot. heat indexes topping 110 degrees in Texas. Tuesday's indictment of President Trump has improved his fundraising. Both big and small donors poured more than $6 million into his campaign treasury this week. The Washington Post reports Trump rejected an appeal by one of his lawyers last fall to approach the Justice Department about a plea deal. A slight jump in retail prices last month, up 0.3% from April. Economists say it's proof that we continue to spend despite higher inflation and higher interest rates. One clear total price. That's what companies like SeatGeek, Ticketmaster, Live Nation, and Airbnb are pledging to implement. The announcement's expected today at a White House event. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden officially announces he will run for re-election in 2024. The Republican Party wonders if anyone can beat Donald Trump for the nomination. Polling of Republican primary voters shows the former president is maintaining a double-digit lead. Larry Sabato is director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia. Larry, great to see you as always. You know, Ron DeSantis has not officially announced. He's reportedly planning to launch his campaign in June. Does he gain anything at this point by delaying? I suppose it might not be a bad idea after this dust up with Disney. Maybe it might be a good idea to push things off a little bit. What do you think?
Yeah, at this point, delay is probably good for him. He's an example of a candidate who would have been better off hiding in Tallahassee and doing his job. His campaign so far has been a disaster, in part because people have gotten to know him. Before this, he was simply a concept for Republicans, a guy who won a Florida election in a landslide and turned a formerly competitive state into an uncompetitive one. That was what they wanted to see. That was what they were hoping that he would do nationally. But they've learned a lot about him that they don't like.
And Larry, you know, he is acting like a candidate. He just came back from a trip abroad to boost his global credentials. But what did you think of his reaction in Tokyo when he was asked about lagging behind Trump in the polls? Let's just play this very short clip and get your reaction on the other side.
Governor, how do you feel falling behind Trump? Any thoughts on that?
I'm not a candidate, so we'll see if and when that changes.
What did you think of that response, Larry?
Well, I'd like to think it was jet lag. It was not very good, not very professional. And again, it just demonstrates that when you get out front and your name is not Donald Trump, you may not look particularly good. The reports also out of the UK when DeSantis went there prior to coming home were very critical of him. He was unprepared, didn't give a good speech, didn't look people in the eye, the same things you hear domestically about him.
So the question is, can anybody beat Trump? Everybody wants to know that. Can anybody beat Trump? Is there somebody that can beat Trump in the House? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. That was, forget, what's that guy's name? Acosta, right? And he was interviewing Larry Sabato on DeSantis. He says, can anybody beat Trump? He's maintaining a double-digit lead, and that vexes the left. How can Trump have a double-digit lead? Now, this was before DeSantis declared. And now that DeSantis has declared, guess what? Trump has a double-digit lead. One of my friends texted me the other day out of St. Louis, and she said there was some candidate event going through, and DeSantis was, I think, scheduled to be there. And I always use an opportunity to say, well, what's going on in your area? Which he's in a very conservative area. She says nobody cares about DeSantis. Wow. He was the belle of the ball. When he was Governor DeSantis turning around Florida, he was fine. Until, and I don't know who tipped Trump off, but somebody tipped Trump off and said, DeSantis is going to come after you. And Trump, in advance, he was mocking DeSantis. And I remember I said to many of my friends, I said, God, why is he mocking DeSantis? Just leave the dude alone, you know. But he knew. He knew what was coming. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't like it. I still don't like it. I think that he doesn't need to do it. But I tell you what, it's become his way, and I'm not going to lie to you. It works. It does. Until Trump starts calling out DeSantis, you don't know really what his record is. I can tell you, I've been places where people were like, they were high on DeSantis, and in the last, I'd say, 90 days, a lot of those same people are like, you know, not quite what I thought he was. I began to sense it because I was with him at an event, and we cut a short video with him, and I was like, hey, I was hanging out with Ron DeSantis, blah, blah, blah. And I'm telling you, it got very little feedback. Most of it was about my performance. It wasn't like, oh, wow, what's DeSantis like? Is he a cool guy? If I had shown, I have a clip of me with Trump, small little clip, things gotten tens of thousands of views, which, given my social media coverage, is not a lot. But, I mean, my social media coverage, it is a lot because I've been shadow banned. Let me put it this way. It got 50 times what I would normally get. But the DeSantis video, nothing. So what he said was, Larry Sabato, he won Florida in a landslide. He changed it, turned a competitive state into a non-competitive state. But then he went overseas because he needed to beef up his bona fides. And he screwed the pooch in Japan, tried to sell the pups in the UK. And wait, what did he come across as? Larry Sabato's word, unprepared. Okay, prepare him. Prepare him. What do you think Trump would do? And again, this isn't a... I will play you clips of DeSantis where I think he did a great job. I'm going to play one here in a bit. But I want to tell you, there's so much better than he could have done. And I talked about this before in another segment, but I wanted to cover it again in a different context. He could have done so much more. Why did these guys all decide to collude? This is like when all the people in 2020 dropped out from Biden right after South Carolina. They all just, whoop, we're all out. Never in the history of this country has that happened. Joe Biden wasn't winning. He was getting his butt kicked in Iowa and New Hampshire, goes to South Carolina, limps out of there, and everybody drops out like he was undefeatable. And that was when we should have known the cheat was on, and they did it. So what's the new strategy? Everybody pile on. Act like Trump doesn't have any friends. All these people want to run against him. Business people, governors, former VPs, etc. Look at this. They don't like the guy. And it's going to backfire. Because now people are looking at Ron DeSantis introspectively. And what's happening is it's messing him up. It's messing him up. People... If he had stayed the course, he would be a bigger hero coming under Trump. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know that if I were Trump, I'd pick him because I'd be a little upset with what he's been able to accomplish. Anyway, I want to move on. This is what I want to talk about. Gavin Newsom talking about DeSantis shipping illegals to California.
These flights of asylum seekers that are being brought to Sacramento, there have been two of them now. They've been described as state-sanctioned kidnapping by the Attorney General of this state, of California. You tweeted directly at the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. I want to get this right. You called him a small, pathetic man and asked, quote, kidnapping charges? Is that what you believe happened, Governor Newsom, that Florida kidnapped migrants and brought them to California?
I think I'm being generous, small, and pathetic. Very generous. He's just weakness masquerading as strength.
I love this.
For attention. Let's level set. There's a governor from the state of Florida.
Where's he from?
That is using taxpayer money.
Mm.
And he had to go to another state to find people under false pretense. I don't think this. I know this. I talked to the migrants. Lied to them. Took them into another state by bus. Mm. And then took them on a chartered flight to Sacramento. Lying to them that they had help on the other side, knocked on the door, and they left these migrants right there on the steps.
Right, in a sanctuary.
What kind of human being does that?
Oh, that would be human trafficking.
Ron DeSantis is going to be landing in this city later this month to hold a fundraiser for his presidential campaign.
Yeah.
Should he be worried that law enforcement officials in this state are going to arrest him when he walks off the plane?
Now we're getting hyperbole.
Well, just
we're for accountability.
I mean, I don't think it's hyperbole. You're the one raising the issue of criminality, potentially.
Potentially. Yeah. And we have to do the investigation. It's ready, aim, fire, not ready, fire, aim.
Oh,
that's his approach. Our approach is to seek first to collect all the facts. But on the basis of facts of evidence that were provided, and by the way, I didn't take this in a third party frame. I was there with these folks.
So which is it?
And listened to how they, human beings.
Human beings. Yeah. Being trafficked into the United States. Now, what's funny about it is Gavin Newsom has no problem with the people who are trafficking these people into the United States. He's got zero problem with them. But he's got a problem with Ron DeSantis taking him here and then bringing him into what? Anybody? Anybody? Yeah, I said it earlier. His sanctuary state. How are you going to sue DeSantis or anybody else that brings these people to your state when you say, bring them to me. I'll take them. Oh, so you're going to sue a governor in America. You're going to try to get him in trouble, but you're okay with coyotes bringing them, right? People bringing them over for money, then turning them into sex slaves. I think I get it, Gavin Newsom. So, again, folks, here's what I want to tell you. I do believe that what DeSantis did is a great move because it brings attention to something that you can't get the leftist attention in it or on it unless it impacts them. And finally, something is impacting them. So from that perspective, I love what he's doing. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I gotta tell you, I like being right. And I don't mean right of center. I mean right. Right on the ideas, right on the issues. And if it turns out that it makes me right, with finger quotes, so be it. But I like being right. It's better than being wrong, right? So, when we look at all these different things that are going on, and I find out, turns out, Kevin, you were right. I'm like, yes. Yeah. And it's not a vindication, and I don't have to spike the football on everything, but it does feel good to go, whew, starting to do it right more. It's like when I was a martial artist, I mean, I still am, but when I was coming up through the ranks and this guy, they beat me up pretty good at this dojo, and I kept going back week after week after week, getting my butt kicked, and then suddenly I started kicking butt, and I would log it in my little notebook, and when I got to where I was beating these guys up on the regular, I felt good. I would go, when I was getting my butt kicked, I'd kind of dreaded it. I was like, gotta go there and get it done, but how are you gonna learn? But you know what? You get your butt kicked enough, and suddenly you're not getting your butt kicked anymore. They got to the point where they were dreading me showing up, where guys wouldn't show up when I showed up. And when they matched them to me, they were like, I don't know if I want to be messing with Kevin, because I was there to put it on them. They had beat me up for a good part of a year. But once I got to the point where I enjoy it, it was like, oh yeah, whoo, Saturday, yeah baby. I'd go show up and absolutely whoop some butt. It became fun. I liked being on the other side of it, where I was training every day and I watched their techniques and I was watching film and knowing what I was supposed to do and getting better and better and better because I had the athleticism. So look at what we do. We train every day. We get up, we study this stuff, and we just keep getting better and better, sharper and sharper, and to the point where it becomes easy. That's what happened to me. My writing became better. My verbal skills became, I know it's hard to believe, sometimes down here I get a little tongue-tied, but my verbal skills got better, and on and on and on. You get better. Your message gets more honed. You get better at delivering it, sharper at delivering it, and then you can't wait. I mean, I don't know how you guys are, but I can't wait for some leftist to open their mouth when I'm at the golf course, or if I'm at the restaurant, or I'm somewhere. I'm like on high alert. Because we're right, folks. Our points of view are vindicated daily, multiple times a day. And sometimes, though, it isn't obvious. You got to search for it. And that's why I always do these segments where I go, do you remember this? Do you remember Damar Hamlin, for example? The football player who dropped on the field because he had a massive heart attack. And I told you, I said, they wouldn't tell you it was COVID. Of course, the vaccine, because they were forced to get it. And I could go on and on and on. I talked about it ad nauseum. I said, this is a dude that, you know, he's too young to be, number one, to get the shot. Number two, to be dropping of a heart attack. But I made a prediction. I said, Damar Hamlin's not going to play football in the NFL. I believe it. Believe it wholeheartedly. I will tell you right now, I don't know where they are in the football season at this very moment. That's how little I care about it. I almost watched the UFL game the other day, USFL, because it's not NFL. I wanted to see guys that just want to play the sport, that aren't trying to make, you know, fist and take a knee and all that other crap. By the way, where is the old knee taker, Kaepernick? They building a shoe for him at Nike. But here's what I said about Hamlin. I said he'd never play another down of football. And I went. I told my team, I said, hey, will you go look it up? I want to see what he's doing. I had no idea. You know what he's doing? He's promoting CPR around the country. The guy raised $8 million in his GoFundMe within days of his situation. And I think it's up to $10 million. And now he's taking that money and he's going around the country speaking. But I'm going to tell you who donated. I bet you money. Pfizer put money into that. And I'll bet you even more that if you dig deeper, you'll find out that Pfizer or Moderna or somebody, whoever's shot he took, they are paying him off. He will never have to work another day in his life if he's smart about his money. They had to pay him off. But he won't play another down of football.
What a day at Highmark Stadium. Damar Hamlin was back and talking about CPR education. This is CPR and AED Awareness Week. Today was a mass training event and hundreds were in attendance. Hamlin had a life-changing on-field cardiac emergency on the football field. Now he's using his Chasing M Foundation and going on a multi-city CPR training tour. He wants people to have life-saving skills and know CPR.
The tour will include CPR training, and the Chasing M's Foundation will be giving AEDs to sports and community groups for kids to play safe while they're to be safe while they're chasing their dreams. But as we learned from my personal experience, it is very important and it is life-changing. And now we have people all over the country focused on learning CPR and wanting to learn more about what AEDs can do to save lives.
According to the American Heart Association, about 90% of the 350,000 people who experience cardiac arrest outside of a hospital every year, they don't survive. More on that coming up tonight at 11.
Good. I hope that he does say some lies. I hope it works out. I really do. I want to give you another one that we're winning on. We're winning against all this pride nonsense. It's backfiring on the left. They're not going to tell you. They will never tell you that it's backfiring. They will make it appear as though whatever narrative they set, it, yea, verily, it is what people want, no matter what you think. You're crazy, conservatives. There was I was arguing with a dude on Twitter because Ben Shapiro said the military doesn't go to war to fight for the gay flag. They don't fight for the rainbow. They fight for Old Glory. They fight for everything it represents. They fight for this country. And he got into an argument with some guy who's, I'm military and I'll fight for that flag. And he says, you don't know what done. Don't you open your mouth. You've never been in the military. Well, I've never been in the military. I trained him in some other stuff. But I'll tell you this, I'll open my mouth. He's like saying, you've never been pregnant. Don't open your mouth. Unless you're talking about the actual aspects of pregnancy that I can't relate to, I'll open my mouth. If you talk to me about the kicking and the pains and all whatever, I'll be quiet. I'll defer. But just because you're in the military, you don't know what I fought for. Well, you may have fought for the gay flag, prince, princess, but the military doesn't. The military fights for one flag, and that's Old Glory. End of story. Don't get mad about it. It is what it is. So, anyway, that story came up. And I went to Ben Shapiro's defense. Normally, I don't chime in on his stuff. But I want to say this. We're winning on it, and you got to look for the stories. And here was a story that I found. Well, my producers found. Yes. See, I credit you guys. And it has to do with what these high school kids did when their high school math teacher decided to invoke some nonsense about pride into their studies. They're like, we don't have anything. What are you trying to invoke into our studies? So here's how these kids reacted. So what was happening is she's showing a video, and it's got the rainbow flag blowing in the breeze, and it's, you know, introducing whatever the subject was, because she was celebrating Pride Month with a bunch of math students. And this wasn't, I'm just telling you right now, this wasn't led by TPUSA, some campus kids or whatever. These are kids going, whatever. These are regular kids going, spare me. And what does she do? She threatens them. If you don't show respect, blah, 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 I'm going to get supervision down here and you're going to come in on a Saturday. I would have loved for her to tell my kid to come in on a Saturday because he didn't want to respond to the gay, to the rainbow, because it's not a gay flag. I refuse to call it a gay flag. It's a rainbow. And I want to wear a shirt that says, it's a rain. Don't panic. It's just a rainbow. I'm not gay, and this is just a rainbow. I don't think people would wear it. I don't think they have the guts. But I've been saying this for years. I would love to make that shirt. I suck at retail. I wish I was better at it. Wish I was like the Hodge twins. These guys make a fortune in retail. Good for them. If somebody is willing to wear their message and they can get a message out there that people aren't afraid to wear, God bless them. But why am I telling you about this story? I'm telling you because I want you to know you're winning. I don't know where this high school was. I doubt if it was in an inner city. It was probably at some suburban school. But regardless, these kids were like, whatever, enough, please. The same way you feel. It validates everything you know. Maybe these kids are just a little smarter than we think.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.